A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, December 12th, 2019. And this is Live Talk Diaspora Forum. My name is Chris Gande.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
We would like to welcome our viewers and listeners in Zimbabwe and around the world. Tonight on Live Talk Diaspora Forum, we are talking about the proposed passport fees for those in the diaspora.
The government announced recently that it will charge its citizens living in the diaspora $318 for production of passports, as it is currently battling to clear a huge passport backlog due to foreign currency shortages.
It currently costs 53 Zimbabwe dollars to get an ordinary passport, which is roughly about $3, which under normal circumstances takes at least 3 months to process. But currently, some have been on the waiting list for more than a year.
The other charges are $253, which is roughly $17 for one that comes out after 3 days, and $308, about $25, for one which comes out in 24 hours.
This comes as demand for passports rises as Zimbabweans continue to leaving the country to seek greener pastures outside Zimbabwe.
Some of those who are outside the country need the documents to regularize their stay in foreign countries.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you right back.
Remember, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 919 medium wave frequency and on 13860 kHz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
Please note that we are currently streaming this show live on our three Facebook platforms, VOA Zimbabwe, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Shona.
Ongo wadiwa watereri ne watariri, nasi tirukurukura, pamsoro pedano, rakatorwa ne urumende, musuwe muvuro, gurukota rezvemukati menyika, vakazembe, vakazivisa kuti urumende, yakanga yabvumidza ofisi yekwa mabharani mukuru wenyika kana kwa registrar general, kuti inge ichibhadharisa vana veZimbabwe vari kunze kwenyika, mari inoita $318, kana kuti mazana matatu, negumi, nemasere madhora emari yekuAmerica, kuti munhu anga achiwana passport itsva, kana kurenewa passport, kana kumutsiridza passport inenge yapera kushanda kana yaexpire. Tazotaurawo nasachigaro wekomiti yeparamende inonana zvekushidzana nedzimwe nyika vakainesparadza, vachiti komiti yavo yakamira miro zvakare kuti danho iro ringe richisvikwa richitambirwa nehurumende. Vakati ivo vana veZimbabwe vari kunze kwenyika vanenge vachizobhadhara mari idzodzo kumizinda yenyika dzavari, kune kuchimirirwa mizinda yeZimbabwe munyika dzavagere. Vanenge vachienda semuno muAmerica, vanoenda kuno kuWashington DC kune embassy yeZimbabwe, munobhadhara mari iyoyo $318. Mapepa enyu oproseswa, otumirwa kumusha hanzi, vanenge vakumutsiridza, avanoti madiplomatic bags, ndo anenge akutumirwa nawo magwaro iwayo osvika kuZimbabwe. Ndofunga mazuva mairi matatu, chop chop, chimbi chimbi, pasipoti ya buda, yodzoka hanzi, vakatora danho rinokona matambudziko arikusangana vana veZimbabwe kune dzimwe nyika, kuti kana magwaro apera kushanda, vanenge vasina ugaro, kana kuti status yekunge vari munyika idzodzo. Asi vamwe vari kugunununa kuti imari yakawanda $318, imari yakawanda kuti munhu anga achibhadhara. Dzimwe nguva muri yese mune mauda kurinyiwa mapassport, motarisirwa kunge muchiburitsa mari iyoyo, zvichidhipenda kuti mune muri wangani. Vamwe vari kuti idanho rehurumende rekuti inge ichiedza kuunganidza mari yekunze, inove iri kunze iri kunetsa kuwana munyika. Asi vaparadza varamba izvozvo kuti vana veZimbabwe haifanira kuita mweya wekuti hurumende yakaita chakanaka mogunun'una, hurumende ikaita chakaipa mogunun'una zvakare. Saka regai titonzwa, tiri kunzwa kuti tinavo vaparadza parunhare. Chris.
Yes, Jonga. Labalaleli, siyahlangana kuhlelo lwethu lwe Live Talk lamhlanje ke sikhuluma imbadalo yama passports okuthiwa yiwo esizabhadalwa yilabo abahlala phandle kwelizwe kodwa ke singaqedi isikhathi esiningi silayike omnye umhlonitshwa wethu we have honorable kindness Paradza on the line very good evening sir.
How are you there in Washington?
We are fine, thank you. How is the Congress? The conference
is fine, but you are still in Parliament right now because you are dealing with budget. We are going to finish possibly after midnight.
After midnight. Oh, okay. So we are lucky to have you. Yes, you can go ahead.
Congress is okay. Congress, we have started our Congress and our delegates are starting to arrive. They have started today and it's going to be a hive of activity starting tomorrow. But the main Congress is on Friday and Saturday.
Oh, okay. So this one is just a conference, no elections, no nothing. It's just discussions of issues, right?
No elections. This is a conference. It's not a Congress. So that's the difference. The conference, we're going to review the last 11 months, what we've done as a party, and also what is the way forward. So those are the issues we're going to discuss, mainly centered on economy, how should we develop our economy and also our social other social issues and also agriculture to discuss what we are going to do.
Okay. Now, back to our topic. We are discussing the issue of passports. Can you give us just a brief background on why the government reached this amount? Because there has been an outcry from some in the diaspora who say it's a bit too much.
Let me tell you what we've done as a government. Actually, from the parliamentary point of view, we've been pestering government to say, why are we used to? Why can't you review your passport the fees? Because the fees right now they are unsustainable. So we came up with that figure. Government did everything to come up with that figure of 380.
Like most parts
and
of
that
the
figure takes into account
just 7 hours per day.
Oh, thank you. Sorry about that. Technical glitch. You can go ahead, sir.
Okay. That figure takes into account to say those of our citizens in the diaspora, they go to our embassies and they deposit their passports and they fill up the forms and so forth at the embassy. And that 318 takes care of the administration fees as well as the courier fees of bringing that passport to Harare and back to wherever you are. In other words, but you're going to use diplomatic bags this time. And diplomatic bags, they are charged because they use courier services. So this is actually, it's a fair amount. You let's take, for example, in the U.S. where you are. If you want to change and get a new passport and so forth, it actually costs more. By the way, we import all this paper with security features specifically and also unique to Zimbabwe, and it costs money. Mm-hmm. And I think the government has done a good thing by introducing this passport fees for our people in the diaspora. Now they no longer have to worry that their passports could be lost along the way from wherever they are, and because they've been sending them to their relatives, and their relatives sometimes they've been also stealing money from them, I mean asking for exorbitant fees which were not the proper fees, and also not only that, it was also costing money in terms of courier. If you use DHL or if you use any other form of courier, or even if you wish to fly to Harare, it was going to be very, very expensive. But this is a cheaper way, and the government has done this, has taken all this into consideration to say our citizens in the diaspora, this is how we are going to make their life easy. So this must be applauded.
Thank you, Honorable. Please do stay on the line. We have a caller. We'll come back to you shortly. Tine Muterere Parunare. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Makadi Baba.
Kiribo, Makasimba.
Takasimba, ndia nabo.
Aba, ni Mr. Alec, varimu Johannesburg.
Mr. Alec, mu Johannesburg. Mkoma, pinda ya mchirongwa tinzwe.
Ya, sekona kwangu, mari ya wandisa. Nobuti, vajinji varu garamunu mu South Africa. We are staying with our families. So, kananjila ku renew about 3 passports. It will take something like 15,000 rands. I'm sure government apa ingada ya pindra benithi nema issues akaita sema truck drivers. Ma truck drivers ane anokwanisa pagore vanokwanisa kuda ma passport 2 only in 1 year. Or let's say one passport per year. That would be very too much for those guys who are driving trucks, because normally their job is sustained by those passports.
Regaichi tinzwe kuna honorable nokuti vane nguva diki diki tangwa kumbira kuti vambobuda muparamende, maybe tikangwa vati vakupindurei honorable paradzo.
Enda hurumende kuti yakuitirai, nekuti panika ini muri South Africa mutori nelak, because muda January chichau ya futi ne team ye government iko kove register general kuti vazototizo tama besetisketi zvitupa mapassport kuma Zimbabweans ari kugara muSouth Africa vakawandisa. Constitution yedu inoti muZimbabwean ane kodzero yekuita dual citizenship. In other words, munogona kunge mune passport yekuSouth Africa kana chipa chekuSouth Africa tokupaiwo futi kana muchida yekuZimbabwe. Saka apa kana muchigara muSouth Africa inini muchitaza South Africa hapana dambudziko. Asi takuitira kuti ava nda passport mbiri kuti anenge ari kunyika yari kugara ne muZimbabwe pakanaka. Zvamataura zvematruck driver izvozvo hapana chakaipa, unogona kuapplya iya inotora nguva kana uchida ye 3 months unogona kuapplya $318 emergency passport, yekuti kana uchida passport mazuva maviri ndobva unoiwana. Tiri kuitira vari kudiaspora vaya vaya vane mapemisi anenge aexpire and vanenge vakushaya kuti voita sei, kana vane vechikoro vaya vaya vekuti vanenge vari kuchikoro and permit the passport ya expire kana kuti permit yakuda kuexpire, saka kuva kudiwa chimwe chine passport inowana. Saka ndo zvayaitira hurumende kuitira kuti life yenyu itwe easy. Musapiridzirwa kuno kumusha nehama dzenyu kwama muchitumira hama dzenyu mari kuno kuva chikuitirai mapasipoti vamwe vachikuitirai.
Tokwanisa mapasipot asiri emergency acho amataura mamwe acho ema 3 months. Tokwanisa kuma apply free kuno ku South Africa ema 3 months acho. You allow us to be on those passports.
Chaizvo muna applya mopinda mukiu awa ma emergency aya atoitira kuti ini nokuti unenge uri ikoko kwauri kuri uko hauti zvimwe unenge uchiitira kuti ugadzire zvinhu zvako zvigare zvakanaka ikoko. Saka ndo ataita aya ma emergency
honorable paradza, ndokungamubvunza vamukoma Alec vari kunangana nekuti vari kunze kwenyika iko kana kuti ndiri kuno kuamerica, ndinokwanisa here kuenda kuembassy ndongoroti aiwa handisuda hangubhadhara $318 ndoda kubhadhara ordinary passport.
Kana uchida kumirira unobvumirwa.
Ndizvozvo,
unobvumirwa. Unobvumirwa kana uchida kumirira hako. Asi kana uchida zvinhu zvako zvokuti zvikurumidze, unge une passport yako nokukurumidza ugadzire zvinhu zvako zvaunenge uchida kugadzira kwaunenge uri ikoko, hapana chakaita.
Thank you so much.
Asi hatichati takuda kuti muchibhadhara neforeign currency nemari yauri kwauri ikoko. Ati nokuti manga muchitumira mari yochinjwa pa black market kuno kumusha nehama dzenyu nakunobhadhara mabhodhi.
Honorable, kana yanga ichizochinjwa hayo nehama dzangu but vachikwanisa kundiwanira passport, pane chachakaipa here?
Hapana chakaipa, asi takuda kukanga takuda tiuda kukutakati black market.
Okay.
Nokuti ndo zvimwe
zvaita. Mukoma Alec maita basa. Thank you so much for our first caller. Mukoma Alec, thank you so much. He said that the fees are too exorbitant, especially for families in living in South Africa where there may be 4, 5, 6 family members and they want to apply. And he also talked of truck drivers whom he said may need more than one passport per year. And I think Honorable Paradza responded to that, Chris.
Yes, sir. So, Mr. Paradza, like the caller is asking there, if you're in South Africa and you want this emergency passport, do you still pay the equivalent of $318? I mean, considering the distance between South Africa and Zimbabwe and other countries like the United States and Zimbabwe, I mean, is there a similarity or there is some kind of difference here?
No, this money is uniform. The passport, this fees is uniform throughout the world. But it's 318. Let me tell you, what you must understand is that the government has done a good thing for our citizens in the diaspora. Because some of you were actually flying from wherever you are to come to Harare and apply for this passport. And it was expensive for you. But it has now become cheaper for you and safer because you are going to use our embassies, diplomatic banks, rather than sending your passport through a courier and also sending money to your relatives. Some of your relatives have not been that faithful in terms of money.
Yeah, you can say that again. Mr. Paranza, thank you so much. Can you please stay on the line? Silomunyum laleli la pasi akwamukela kuhle. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, akwamukela kuhle.
Yeah, ngiyakuzwa baba.
Yes, khuluma lo bani?
Eh, lo Nkomo.
Yeah, Nkomo, akusiphi imbono yakho?
Yeah, iphazwe is abnormally ayina ngqondo. Ayina sense siyafanana singamazimbabweni sonke. Ukuze sizohlala ngaphandle kwelizwe ikuthi Zimbabwe ibolile ile government ebolileyo. Ayisikuthi sonke singaphandle kwelizwe imali siyayithola bengafuna ukwenza imali ngathi abalungisi ilizwe lelo bayehlulekile ukwelungisa ilizwe lelo for the past 48 years. Those people are 100% useless. Bengafuna ukukapitalize ngabantu abangaphandle kwelizwe. Sisiswe ekhaya ikwehluleka kwabo, asizibuyelanga lapha ngokufuna kwabo. Ilizwe leli libolile ngenxa yabo. Abalungise ilizwe lelo sibhadala imali efanayo. There is nothing special ngathi kuba ngaphandle kwelizwe. Ukuphuma kwethu sigcotshwe yikubola kwegovernment yeZimbabwe. Abayekele ukuzama ukudonsa imali zabantu ngento engalangqondo engasebenziyo belungisa i-economy yeZimbabwe. And let me put it straight, this thing in record. If Britain, the America, the Australia, the Germany, the France, zingabuyanga zazoinvesta lapho, I'm giving you another 100 years from today. Akulatho bazolenza laba bantu ngaphandle kokuthi beresign bephume ezikhundleni sebephambanisa impilo zabantu abaningi abantu abangaphandle kwelizwe.
We are not talking about political. So please, can you talk about passports? The prices of emergency passports. Don't just be negative, always negative.
Listen, it's my chance to keep quiet. You have failed to run that country. Why are you asking other people? That is like, it's abnormal. You have failed to run that country. I want to ask you, Peter,
you are wrong. No, you are offside. You are offside on this one. You are just a bitter somebody, and please. We are not talking about bitterness here. You are just bitter. I don't know what you are bitter with, and so forth. But let's discuss about passports.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
We don't need to discuss. Give us a normal price, Baba. It's like it's around the country.
If you want to wait, you pay less.
Mm-hmm.
If you want a 3 months, you pay less. If you want an emergency passport, you pay $318.
Honorable Paraza, may I just chip in there? Honorable Paraza, I think at the moment, if you are applying for an emergency passport that comes out in 24 hours in Zimbabwe, you're expected to pay about 380 RTGS for something that comes out in 24 hours. So why would people then in the diaspora pay $318 if those in the country can pay 380 RTGS for a 24-hour passport?
Because you are not in the country, you are in the diaspora. Mm-hmm. And because you don't earn in bonds, you earn in whatever currency if you are in the UK, you are earning in bonds.
Then it was supposed to be 25. It was supposed to be about $25 US then.
So it's just as simple as all that. It's also for us to get foreign currency to pay for paper.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
But if you want to use the old system of sending money through your relatives and through a private courier like DHL, you are free to do that.
Mm-hmm.
This is just for convenience sake for those people who want their passport as soon as possible.
Mm-hmm.
And you have done a good thing.
Okay. Thank you.
As government and as parliament, we supported this 100% because actually we recommended this to government to say we have been receiving a lot of complaints from our people in the diaspora because that they wanted their passports and so forth as soon as possible. They don't want to be in the queue, so we've done that.
Okay, so this was a bipartisan thing between ZANU-PF and MDC together.
Yes, because my committee is made up of ZANU-PF and MDC.
Okay.
Yes, it is and so forth. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. And as I said in January, mm-hmm. in January, February, mm-hmm. we will be in South Africa. We are going to have to meet all those Zimbabweans in South Africa who mm-hmm. need documentation, primary documentation,
mm-hmm.
documents
okay.
in terms of birth certificates, ID, passports, and so forth. And mm-hmm. we issue them there.
Oh,
we are going to accompany Parliament. We are going to accompany officials from the Registrar General, and we are also going to come there with the Minister of Home Affairs and the Minister of Foreign Affairs to launch that.
Mm-hmm. And we have a caller here, Honorable Paraza, who is saying, "Well, thank you so much for that development, but why can't you do the same with diaspora voting?"
It's part of it. We were talking about diaspora voting. We are saying, what are the low-hanging fruits? The low-hanging fruits right now are for this government to go and give our people in the diaspora a primary document. That's the low-hanging fruit. Mm-hmm. Then, as we deal with electoral reforms, that's when we are going to bring in the issue of diaspora voting.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay.
So it's going to come when we deal with our electoral reforms.
Mm-hmm. And yes. what about other countries like here in the United States? Are you coming as well?
Yes, we're coming to. We're going to have it's part of our plan as well to mm-hmm. come to go first to Johannesburg, then London, then Washington, and also other. We can even go to Sydney, Australia. I'm told there are a lot of Zimbabweans now who are there,
mm-hmm.
and so forth. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we are going to make these trips there.
Thank you.
When you are going to these countries, how big is your delegation, and is it composed of both members from both parties?
Yes, it's my parliament. Our role as parliament is that of oversight,
mm-hmm.
to see that things are being done properly.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
So, but the people who will be doing this job are officials from the Registrar General's office.
Mm-hmm.
Now, those will be carrying their gadgets and everything, so that people, because this, as I say, is in the Constitution. Our Constitution allows Zimbabweans to have dual citizenship.
Mm-hmm.
So we are saying you're holding an American citizenship. You say, okay, do you want Zimbabwean citizenship as well? He said, yes, for the benefit of your children.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Thank you.
So we are doing what you asked us to do, but there are people who are complaining. Why are you complaining? It is that people who don't want to see Zimbabwe work. That is the problem we have. This political polarization is damaging this country.
Mm. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you so much, Honorable Paraza. Please do stay on the line. Let me just see what our viewers on Shona Facebook pages are saying before we introduce our next guest. Vusimuzi Mpofu says, please call me. He put his number there. The same with Salim Alim. He put his number. And Amai Koki na Daniel Wanzo. Well done, Nkomo. Varukutenda Wankomo. Vakuta Uraye Zinezu. Then Amai Koki na Daniel ondondiwa mwechete same message. Then a Fraser Chicks Nathan, anzi Mr. Nkomo, you are on point as usual, Baba. Then Peter Mutisi Chishiri, Nkomo, go and pay 53 bond kumusha. And Peter Mutisi says, Paraza, you are right. Then Wellington Chuomadzi, good evening, watching from USA. And Amai Koki na Daniel wadzoka chakara anzi apa munu. Aburitsa Maria kawanda kudaru. Munu, aburitsa Maria kawanda kudaru. Uzuwa na passport after 6 months. Ndo shukupa kuna wamu watere redu Chris.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Jonga. We are now welcoming our other guest, Mr. Dan Moyo. He is, of course, a politician as well as I think he is the chairman of the Diaspora Vote Campaign Zimbabwe. Welcome to the show, Mr. Moyo.
Thank you. Thank you, sir, for having me.
Yes, Mr. Moyo, we're talking about the price that you will now have to pay for a passport, to renew a passport when you are in the diaspora, $318. What's your take?
Well, I think it is ridiculous that the government is trying to try whatever means to milk money from Zimbabweans in the diaspora, even though they are the ones that have been sustaining the economy for a very long time. As we all know, we remit over $2 billion a year to Zimbabwe as Zimbabweans in the diaspora. What the government is trying to do now is they have tried all other tricks to tax people in the diaspora, and that failed. They tried other tricks, and which have still not worked out. So now they figured out that the best way now to force money out of people in the diaspora is to charge these ridiculous prices for passports. It is unfortunate, but what it's going to do is it's going to force a lot of Zimbabweans who have been using the Zimbabwean passport to start looking at other means of even maybe applying for citizenship in their respective countries so that at least they can have a passport they can rely on and stop being milked by this government that is failing to run the economy.
That's interesting. What's your take, Mr. Paraza, on what Mr. Moyes just said?
Actually, I disagree with that. A lot of Zimbabweans have actually applauded what the government has done to say, that's a good thing you've done. We are now going to get our passport as soon as possible. And by the way, this is voluntary. We are not saying all those in the diaspora, you must pay 380. No, we are saying, okay, if you want to do the old way of sending money to your relatives back home, please do so. If you want to wait for 6 months or 1 year for a passport, please do so. You are free to do that. This is for men, for the people who are busy, people who are working, people want to see their country work. We cannot continue talking about past mistakes. Let's move forward. It's time for us to move forward. And there are some people among us, Zimbabweans, who are always negative. They don't want to see this country prosper. Why? If this is because of political paralyzation, which is a problem in this country. And unfortunately, the government is going to do what is right. And this is part of the reform it has done. It's a good thing that we've done this. And we are glad as Parliament, we are so happy that this is happening. And we are also going to give a facility to our people in the diaspora to use our embassies, this is very safe. And some of you have been going to the embassies, wherever you are, to have your documentation certified before you send them back home. Or some of you, as I said earlier, you have been even flying back home from wherever you are. And this has been creating problems for you. It has been an expense for you. What is $318 really for a passport? How much are you paying for a passport in the U.S., if I may ask? Mr. Moyo, I don't know where you are, whether you're in the U.K. or you are in the U.S. How much do you pay for an American passport, if I may ask?
The American passport is $110.
Yes, $110 because you are there. Here it's 200. It's an emergency one. Here it's a 253 bond, or a general one like the one you are holding right now. It's if you want to wait for 3 months, it's 53 bond.
53 pound, which is like $3, right? US.
Which is like $3. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Thank you so much. Please just stay on the line. We have a caller. Hello.
Hello, Wakuru.
Takasimba Wakuru, ndiye now. Vagogode, but nasimukuta urapa si. Ai wakuno kutene vagogode wari kupa. South Africa, ai wanyaya iri mudariro mainzwa, kanga ai votinzwe nedivi renyu. Tinzwe kuna vaparadza maita basa zvikuru vagogode. Thank you. Honorable Paradza, vagogode vabvunza mubvunzo muviri wekutanga. Hanzwe kutanga ndewe kuti pane vanenge vaka apply kare nema $53 for normal passport. Asi pazita development vanhu zvavanokwanisa here kuita kuti vange vachizopinda muurongwa huripo. Then wechipiri ndiye vari kuti madi kungocharge uniform neZimbabwe fees. I mean neZimbabwe currency. Kwete kuti muti aruku anzi muchaunganidza yuani, muunganidza mari ku DRC, muwana yeku America, muwana yekupi. Saka pindura henyu.
Oh, pakanaka. Right. Kana vachinge vapanedza yavari kutaura kuti 53 yaya. Chaita sei. Aiwa ka iyo ndo uno hapana chinochinja ka. Kana uchida kumirira, unomirira 53 yacho. Isu kuno kumusha zvatinoita ndezvekuti anenge achida emergency passport uyo akanaka badzira 53 anoenda unoti aiwa ndakuda kuchifamba iye zvinezvi saka ndoda kuti ndiuchiwedzera kuti mundipe emergency passport ndopano zobhadhara 200 bond saka pamwe chete zvoita 253 bond saka anobva iwana nemazuva matatu maviri kana matatu handitika saka hapana that is normal right zvino apa tati vari kunze kwenyika vazhinji vacho ndo vari kuti vanenge vachita emergency passport ipotsikunde kune vana vechikoroka futi vane kana mapermit enyu apera ikoko kuko mune chida kana mapassport enyu expire ikoko munenge muchida kuti mugarewo zviri legal kwamuri kunyika dzamuri ikoko saka tiri kuti uri kuda here emergency kana uchida emergency bhadhara 318 and $318 iyi inosanganisa kuti waenda administration fee yekuembassy plus kutakura passport yako kuenda nayo kuHarare yonotakurwa kubva kuminister of foreign affairs yoenda kuRG's office dzonodhindwa dzogadzirwa mapasipoti ako zvese zvinenge zvichida kugadzirwa ikoko dzodzoka dzotorwa dzouya kuback kuminister of foreign affairs dzopinda mudiplomatic bag dzodzoka dzoenda kuWashington asi izvi zvinokosta mari ka bag rinobhadharwa kundege handitika saka zviri pachena izvo then kwozoita iyo yavataura iyo yekuti hanzi madi mangocharger in passport aiwaka hatichaji uniform ndezvekuti kana uri muno ipapapa $253 bond it's a subsidized fee iri subsidized the government saka hapana dambudziko ko ini kana chikapu chamunotenga muri kuBeijing kana kuti muri kupi munotenga nemabhonde handi munotenga neyuani yacho kuri kuAmerica yako chikapu munotenga nemabhonde handi munongotendawo nemaus saka chaipachi hapana chaipaka.
Thank you so much, Honorable.
Batarini mari kwa uruka, raiko. Hapana chai.
Thank you, maita basa. Ramba, imuru barunare, ti tore mtere, risle mlaleli, Chris.
Yes, chonga silo mlaleli. Sia wamge la utle?
Yibu, baba. Ya,
What he's saying is that there are passports which expire, mm-hmm. but they'll be having extra pages, huh?
That's right. Especially, he's saying, especially for kids, which take a few years than the adult one.
Yes. So there are security features on our passport,
mm-hmm.
Which are unique to Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm.
And these security features, they need to be captured all over the world, wherever you're going to travel,
mm-hmm.
By immigration.
Mm-hmm.
So if a passport expires, it means that all over, because of those security features, it means it has expired. And also, because if it's about kids, they grow. Huh?
Yes.
So after 5 years,
mm-hmm.
their facial features change.
Mm-hmm.
So they must get a new passport,
mm-hmm.
after every 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
It's security features.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Uyezwa yini mlaleli?
Yebo, ngiyezwa ngilaleli ba.
Yeah, njengoba uthilo ukuthi ikakhulu abantwana, uthi yena umnumzana Barata lapho ukuthi umntwana ngeminyaka yona le 3 years, 4 years uyabe seguqukile ukuthi ubuso bakhe ukuthi senginjani.
Okay ba.
Usuzwile phela.
Yeah, ngiyezwa. Yebo, abantu abazali manje ukuthi basenzele kube lula manje. Imali yabayibiza iningi kakhulu. Abantu bahlupheka phandle lapha, abanamali abantu ngaphandle.
Mhm.
Bona nje bakubona kulula. Kulula kibo ngoba vele bahlala besemalini, but hey, abantu phandle bayahlupheka abantu phandle.
Mhm.
Abazama ukwehlisa kancane manje.
Hayi, uyakuza uParadza lapho ukuthi uthini, kodwa njengoba ejilani ukuthi akuphendule, usuza faka phansi ucingo uzaya kuphendula. Okay, I swungile. You heard him there, Mr. Barata. He says that it's a bit too exorbitant, the fees.
Mm-hmm. You know, I've dealt with that.
Yes. maybe Tom Wenda unawa Den Moyo, Mr. Moyo. Hello, Mr. Moyo. Hello, Mr. Moyo. Mchikoto barunarere.
Maybe drop
the... I think we've lost Mr. Den Moyo. We'll try to get back to him. Yes, we'll try to get back to Mr. Den Moyo. Vaparadza, nyaya umbe imwe anda wana yatumi kwa nengwa mtererwe lupano pa Facebook page ADFUA. Aruta ura nyaya kuti South Africa tinobadara mari since kusina ma US dollars ndi James Chizimbe hui. Ndifunga pamambo sana ngura wanga wasina kunge wa pinda wa mshiro mga mnogo na kungo zokura. Nundu kuwa nabawiri wa tatu wa nengo wa vunza aftu mvunza umwechete hui.
Tati ufanika wa South Africa munu badani marandika. Asini interbankika. Interbank rate kutia musio yo wa orgu loja passport yako. Randi rivita mari against US dollar. Saka apana tamu zungu badani mari acho nikunika kwa uri. Nechi. Ne value ye US dollar,
mm-hmm.
ye $318.
Okay.
Saka moenda ku embassy, ku embassy wuku itreshese, wazungutura futi passport yako ku embassy. After wundi kana kuti 5 days bitza kufamba kwachi.
Ndofunga mkoma James Chizimba.
Apa government yaita chunjakanaka. Kungoti andizie kuti Zimbabwe nzedu anoda chii. Bakati wa zakanaka, wanuti zakaipa. Bakati wa zakaipa, zakanaka.
Ere gaiti zgu kutu wa tereru wa kutu chii Chris nofunga wanewa mwaripa Facebook page. Kana watu buwe ringa angu wa ndi na opan.
Okay.
Tine wa tereru wa nyora pa Shona Facebook page edu. FUA Shona. Anzina Raymark B. Matiza. No one is earning that money. Inzira zi kuchaka marinazo. Then mkoma James Chizimbe ndo wanga wa shitara kuti ku South Africa kuno da mari vazonyora zvakare zvakanzi in South Africa passport is going for less than 1000 rands. Then Edwin Chikopito, and those who can't afford 4,500 rand, you may go and apply in Zimbabwe and wait until 2022 to collect. Then Edson Chawira, $3 and you get it after how long? Then Carrington Manguiro, ndofunga vanyora zvisine nyaya tirukurukura. Michael Kina na Daniela vazodzoka zvakare. Hanzi, but why zvichifanirwa kudaro? Ndo vamwe vateereri vatumira mbvunzo yavo nemashoko avo pano pashona Facebook page. Ndofunga Chris une someone ipapo. Kana kuti ndanzwa nge parunzi pane mumwe guest watawana parunhare.
Yes, Jonga, we have Dr. Frank Guni. He is the ZANU PF representative for the East Coast here in the United States. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, and good evening, Zimbabwe.
Yes, thank you so much, Dr. Guni. We are talking about the price of the passport here in the diaspora, and we have Mr. Kindness Baraza, and he's the chairman of the Foreign Affairs Portfolio Committee, and of course, like you, he's a ZANU-PF member. Now, can you tell us, you are in the diaspora, and we have had some complaints that the price is high, but Mr. Baraza has explained that this is like an emergency kind of passport, and it's not like cast in stone that everyone in the diaspora has to pay that much, they can pay less. What's your take?
Well, let me clear up for those in the diaspora who are failing to understand the announcement by our government. Like Honorable Paraza has already explained, as you say, I wasn't on the show yet, but I'm sure Honorable Chairman Paraza has already explained that the situation is that the new passport fees of 318 is for emergent passports. These emergent passports are issued on an emergent basis. It does not preempt the provision for those who want to wait for a long period of time. They are still free to do so. But if people in the diaspora like me, if you want a Zimbabwean passport processed urgently, you pay the fees and you get your passport, it jumps the line. As you know, there is a nearly 400,000 waiting list back home. But if you pay the 318, you have a special dispensation to get your passport on an urgent basis. We have people who travel and who work in the diaspora who are in need of these documents, and they cannot afford to wait for 6 months, 8 months, or for however long. So I think it is a prudent initiative by our government to ensure that those who require these passports and can afford to pay the money are given the opportunity to do so. And those who cannot afford, they still can use the existing process, which is still available. The government has not prohibited people in the diaspora from paying the regular fees and waiting for as long as it's going to take.
Mm-hmm. Yes, for sure. That's what Mr. Paraza explained. Jonga, you got someone?
Yes, Regai Tinzwe, Kuna Paraza, not in the school, Mr. Guni. Thank you so much. Since we have Mr. Paraza, Honorable Paraza online, we can also drop Mr. Guni and bring in one of our guests, Mr. Moyo. We can bring Mr. Moyo back. But wa Paraza, vazhinji vari kunze kwenyika vanenge vaine mukana wekuti vanokwanisa kutora mapassport ekunyika dzavagere. Panoita here mutsauko wekuti vakanga vazowana passport idzodzi vachipinda kuZimbabwe vasina matambudziko ekuti vanenge vachinzi muri kubva kunze kwenyika, vanhu vanoda kungojekesero?
Handiti ndakutaurira kuti constitution yedu inobvumira dual citizenship. Saka kana wapinda washandisa uchibva kuAmerica, washandisa passport yekuZimbabwe, handiti uchibuda muAmerica wosvika kuimmigration yedu paHarare, unomupazve passport yako yeZimbabwe. Asi kana usingadi uchida kushandisa passport yeAmerica, unobhadhara visa fee. Muona musiyano wazvo?
Okay.
Unobhadhara visa fee nekuti washandisa a foreign passport, American passport. But kana wadzoka kumusha uri retainee, uchishandisa Zimbabwean passport, hauna zvimunhu wadzoka kumusha ka ne passport kumusha kwako ka ne passport. yako. Saka hawachazi hapana chakono badara, hauna kana dambuko. Kuzi nungone passport yako.
Saka muna anu.
Kuti life it easy kuma Zimbabwe ini.
Saka honorable.
Especially imimi murikunze kwenyika.
Saka muna anu kwanisa kuburisa passport ye kunyika kwa hari. Ya ashandisa kubwa kunyika ye koko. Pamwe chete ne passport ye ku Zimbabwe. Apa airport ku Zimbabwe.
Aiwa. Aiwa,
anafana kubulisa imwe chete.
Anditi unofa passport 1. Anditi immigration ya America uchibuda. Inofana kudinda passport kuti wabuda anditi. Right. Wosvika iwewe muHarare. Immigration anoda kuziva kuti wabva kupi. Anditi kwabva. Saka anofana kuona passport pa dindirwa. Wompaka ipapo. Saka it's up to you iwewe kuti uchuza kushanda passport ipo uchibuda ma America. Uda kuti ma American here kana kuti uta Zimbabwe.
Thank you so much, Chris. We are now joined by Mr. Moyo.
Yes, Mr. Moyo, welcome back. And Mr. Moyo, can you give us an insight at how it's been difficult to get a Zimbabwean passport in the diaspora?
It is extremely difficult because we've had so many complaints from our members and coming to us trying to see if we could assist. But unfortunately, it's very difficult when you're dealing with the embassies that are understaffed and are not even well resourced financially. It's really been difficult, and we've been told these stories about lack of paper to print the passports as required. I think the problem we find mostly dealing with the Zimbabwean government is that they is poor communication and consultancy. They don't consult with the stakeholders, with the Zimbabweans in the diaspora, to seek insight and ideas that will result in decisions that are sort of embraced and acceptable to other people. Instead, they just like shoving things down people's throats and expect them to just comply. It would have been better if they had like sought input from Zimbabweans in the diaspora as to what they think about this and explain the reasons behind the decision instead of just pushing it down people's throats.
Thank you so much, Mr. Moyo. Please do stay on the line. Timbo Toram Tereri. Hello?
Hello, Magadi.
Takasimba, ndia nao?
Mr. Ndonga.
Vandonga, murikupi?
Mwarare.
Mwarare, tinotenda mapinda mshurongwa tipewo fungwa zenyu.
Maoni yangu zvaita zvazvo hazvina kuita asi mari yacho iri kutaurwa yakati wandisei dai vanga vaita kuti varegise mari yavo hurumende dzeinofanira kubatsira vanhu kwete kuti iyo yotsvaga mari kuvanhu saka vakuita kunge vakutora mari dzevanhu mani
okuti
mari dzavanenge vachadza mari yakawandisa iyoyo haiwaniki zvinyore mari idzodzo vava ane vanhu vanga vasouth africa vamwe mavhenda mari dzavo hakwanisi kudziwana saka zvinhu zvinoneta manje kuti uzoafoda kutora passport nemari yakawanda kudaro.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Vandonga. Taurai.
Black market yanga taura. Iyo hurumende ndeirikunzira black market. Ukatasa mari yetari kutengwa nemari mazvano. Hakuna munhu arikutambira mari yakawanda kudaro. Asi mari yakazara pablack market. Hurumende iri kutsvaga mari kuvanhu ndozvaita problem yedu yehurumende yeZimbabwe. Haisi kukwanisa kusupply vanhu. Ndokunga during inclusive yakaitwa natsangira iye. Takaona kuti vanhu vaichinja mari murodhi vakangosiya vega. Hapana akavadzinga, hapana akavaita sei. Vakangobuda kuchitireka. Saka tinoona kuti hurumende iri kutadza kusupply vanhu. Saka vava kuita sekuti vaakuda kutsvaga upenyu ivo kuzobvokuma vanhu kuti vachiramba vakamira. Hakodzi nemari dzavo kuchaja is too much. At least yakanga $300 zviri tani, not 300 something. Mari yekuti unoteka muti unosa.
Aiwa, maita basa vandonga. Thank you so much. Yes, regai tigopamukana kuna honorable Paradza. Chris Datsa wakola, Mr. Ndonga calling from Harare. He says it is not a bad idea, but the fee is too high. He is asking the government to review the fee. And then he says on the black market issue, it is promoted by the government. During unity government, money changers were forced out of business. Honorable Paradza, I'm going to pindura ndofunga nerurimi rwa amai kana kusanganisa nechirungu.
All right. Nyaya ipo ndiye kuti tambositaura kuti nokuti vazvisa nyema zvenda kuti vamwe havana mari mamuma zvenda. Hapana chakaipa nekuti passport is service ka. It's a service iri kupiwa negovernment. Haisi kutengesa, it's not a tax. Ndo zvinofanira kunzwika izvozvo. Haisi tax yaitwai. It's service. And zvatiri kupa service iri kuti vari kukwanisa vaya kubhadhara mari iyi 318 bhadharai, asi vasiri kukwanisa vaya itai 53 bond. Uri kunzwanyaya izvo? Ndoda kuti vatere vapabati ipapa. Saka vari government iri kuti nokuti ini isusu kuparliament kunoku takanga tichiwana kusvera nazvino tichiwana macomplaints akawandisa yekuti zviri kudhura, ndiri kutumira neDHL passport yangu, ndambotanga ndaenda kuembassy, kuembassy ndonodhindirwa, ndadhindirwa kuembassy ndobhadhariswa mari iko kweadministration, uku ndotumira hama dzangu, hama dzangu dzondinyepera kuti passport iri kuita 250 US, ndotumira 250 US, izvenenge ita 250 bond. Ha? So hama dziya dzatora mari iya yadzoende pablack market. Hama yofara kuno. Uyiwo ndiwo weDHL kudzorera futi mari imwe inoda 50 US dollars and so forth. Saka ndo zvatagadzirisa izvozvo. Tati vaya vaya vasingakwanisi, aiwa rambai muchiita zvamamuchiita. Asi vanokwanisa. Nekuti vane vaona vandoti vanotochema kuti farika kuChina kuti ukagara chete passport yako expire for 2 days watwa an illegal immigrant unogona kudeportwa. Handiti ndo vatati aiwa inii munenge muchida kudaro takuitirai this arrangement, and arrangement iri smart yekuti munoenda kumaembassies kwedu woitirwa zvese neembassy. Handiti iwo zvongotora passport yako kuembassy. Saka handioni chakashata ipapo. And it's unfortunate kuti vamoyo avo my colleague who is there havasi kuona izvozvo, but the hypocrisy which you get from people in the diaspora is this. Let me give you an example. There is what you call a draft diaspora policy. And I sent this diaspora policy to those of our colleagues in the diaspora to say, can I have their comments? Do you know kuti vazhinji ku UK neku America kwavariko havana kundipa ma comments. As if they are waiting to complain, to criticize. That's all. There are some people who are fond of criticizing chete.
Thank you. Thank you, Honorable. Please do stay on the line before we go back to Mr. Denmoyo to respond to that. Tinem Tere, hello? Takasimba ndiana avo?
Makoni, South Africa.
Vamakoni, South Africa. Which part of South Africa?
Ndiriku Joburg.
Johannesburg. Mvura yakuponesa here? Tiri kuona mapicture nemavideo muSouth Africa umo motokari dzichitakurwa nzizi dzichidzara.
Kwedu kwatiri kuri nani. Zvakaitika kune kamwe kwangu kuPretoria. KuPretoria ndokwa zvakaitika.
Ndokwa zvakaitika. Aiwa, tinotenda kana muri vapenyu. Tipei pfungwa dzenyu panyaya tiri kukurukurai.
Right. Ndinotenda zvikuru. Mwoyo wangu warwadziwa nemashoko avaparadzai. Vaparadza vari kutaura kuti hanzi takwidza mari kuenda ku$318. Nekuti vanhu vari kudiaspora vangu vachitumira hama dzavo mari dzichivanyepera dzichivadyira mari asi passport ichizobuda the bond. Izobuda ivo vakabva vakwidza kuenda ku$318. Handizivi kuti help yavari kuti vaita ipapo ndeipi. We have got a very big problem muZimbabwe. Tine problem yekuti ameno kuti ndiani akatinunura, because as long we are having vanhu vakada samaparadza vakava, we will never get it right. We will never, because izvozvi kucongress vamaitaura kuti hanzi tinenge tichitaura kuti takaitei takaitei, anovaudza kuti apa pamaita zviri rongu ndiani? Hapana, because anenge achimbonyeperana ikokoko.
Regaiti
hapana. Iyo ndo iyo ndo vada manje kuti hama dzedu dzisadye dzangadzimbo zvadzadya ivo vadyeiwo manje vaende vabva vaita times 3 hambere times chima ravauya vakudza nayo.
Thank you Vamakone, nguva yakumhanya. Regai tipe Vaparadza mukana wakupindurei. Honorable Paradza.
Vamakone vakutaura zvechmdc zvatingaiti nyaya dzechmdc pano haisiro nyaya yedu yanhasi. Kana vachizoda pamuchaita imwe programu yechmdc versus ZANUPF ndopatozopindurana, but isi tirikungotaura zviri kuitwa mabasa akanaka aitwa nehurumende. Tati haisi mhosva, hatina, hapana munhu ari kumanikidzwa kunze abhadhare 318 madiro ajojina. Kana uchida kutumira hama dzako zvaugara uchiita, tumira hama dzako. Kana uchida kuti zvakanaka zvoita nokuturu nemaembasi dzedu, ita izvozvo. Chimwe chandida kutaura jonga ndechekuti iye zvinezvi tiri kutogadzirira, hurumende irikutogadzirira kuti kana magore rinouya ruzhinji nokufamba kuri kuita gore rinouya, tinotozoendesa vanhu Registrar General's Office kuti vanogarira pamaembasi edu, ngatimboti kuPretoria kuti vauye vagare ikoko kuembasi kwedu, kuitira kuti vaya vanoda mabirth certificate, vaida zvitupa, vaida mapassport, vazviwanire. Tine munhu anenge ari kuvaregistrar general ari ipapo. Ndokwazviri kuri kuenda chirongwa ichi.
Okay.
Chirongwa chiri kuita nehurumende chakanaka zvikuru, but inyaya yekungoti pari kuda kuiswa politics mukati, hazviti politics iyi. Kutongoita kuti zvinhu zvigare zviite zvakanaka. Zvinobatikana vamakoni vakafanana nezvataurwa navangomo, kungotsamwa vanhu vakatsamwa. EMPC yaakutaura izvi haisiri kuti takutaura zvemapasipoti.
Thank you so much honorable Chris. Ndofunga vamoyo varikuda kupindura.
Mr. Moyo, you heard Mr. Paradza there. He says he sent some document to the diaspora for some responses. Can we hear what you have to say?
We never received any correspondence. We hardly ever receive anything from Zimbabwe. As long as you are not ZANU-PF, you are not considered Zimbabwean, according to them. So their communication is probably sent to their ZANU-PF colleagues, and they forget that they represent Zimbabwe as a whole. I think the government should do better at finding out different organizations that represent the diaspora out here and be in touch with them so that we can start to have some form of dialogue. Because I think it's important that these things are discussed so that you don't get this kind of pushback from people when they impose these type of fees that we've just seen with these passport fees. So I think, I hope Honorable Paradza and his team will be able to take heed of that and do better next time.
Okay. Honorable Paradza, pane muterera bvunza.
That's a quick response, my brother. Can you get a pen there so that you can get my email number so that I can send you the diaspora documents for your comments, diaspora policy documents? Do you have a pen there?
Yes, I'm ready.
Yes, K Paradza. At Yahoo. .co.uk.
Honorable
let me respond to your other issues. These passports are not manufactured in Zimbabwe. We import from Japan, from Germany, the paper from Germany, from Dubai, actually through a company which is based in Dubai, right? And everything, all the consumables are imported because of the security features, security nature of our passport. So all that, we need foreign currency, right? So we all right now, there are more than 300,000 people who are on the waiting list. And we are paying a 1 million every month to suppliers. 600,000 of that goes to liquidate the debt. 400,000 is to buy new consumables. So this must be understood. Right? So this money, when government did its workings and came up with this 318, let me repeat again. This money is for emergent passport. Emergent passport means you are jumping the queue. In other words, you are getting priority.
Thank you so much, Mr. Paraza.
You pay for it.
Yeah, we understand. Thank you so much, Mr. Paraza. Unfortunately, we have run out of time. And also, we'd like to thank Mr. Dan Moyo of the Diaspora Vote Campaign Zimbabwe. Yes, Mr. Paraza is the chairman of the Foreign Affairs Portfolio Committee. And we also had a bit from ZANU-PF member in Washington, D.C., Dr. Frank Guni. This is Chris Gande in Zimbabwe. Good in America. I'm sorry. Good night, Zimbabwe. Thank you.
Thank you. Ini Jonga Gande Miri. Tutarisala watichangetri. Samwe chete zakari mchirongwa zee. Studio 7. Mwara zakanaka.